Well, as we know, Santa may have a list of who's been naughty and nice, but this is the time of year when we happily indulge in so many naughty treats. Extra sweets and extra carbs. It all adds up. That's why WTOP has the Lean Plate Club Holiday Challenge to help us all avoid putting on weight during the long holiday season. And joining us once again is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, the best part about all of this is that we don't have to say no to everything, because there's lots of temptations out there throughout the holiday season. We just need to be selective, really, about what we eat.
That's right. We need to be smart, and we can all be smart. We just have to think a little ahead. And we need to remember that holidays are a great time to celebrate and be with family and friends and party and all of that. But if you do it nonstop, we know that the odds are you might put on the extra weight that none of us really want to carry. So, and we know from an NIH study that people who are at a healthy weight only add about a pound during the holidays, but people who are overweight, which is now two-thirds of us, they put on 2 pounds, and the trouble is they don't take it off in the spring, so it can really add up.
Well, we know that there are all kinds of temptations, baked goods, candies, carb-heavy stuff at the holidays. Is it good advice to simply walk away from these daily temptations and save ourselves for bigger events?
Well, I think this is a good time to, because we've had Thanksgiving, we're a couple weeks past that, and we know that Christmas and the really serious party season is coming up. So
yes,
there'll be office parties and cookies in the office and, you know, all kinds of treats and temptations. So this is a time during your regular day just to kind of stay the course, keep to a healthy, moderate way of eating, and then adding in a little exercise. We don't want to forget that either. So even an extra 5 minutes a day can really help you kind of get that balance. It's also, it kind of keeps you away. If you're walking, you're probably not eating, or if you're doing something else, you're probably not eating so mindlessly.
Is it a good idea, if you work in an office environment, to bring your snacks from home so that you're not so tempted to walk past the kitchen and grab a cookie?
It is a great idea to do that. And it's also a great idea because I know our office is going to have a cookie exchange. Mm. So on that day, it's really important. You don't want to be the person who doesn't participate
right
in the cookie exchange. You want to be the one who's there, but doing it smartly. So maybe you buy those cookies and then maybe you give them away, or you take them home and, you know, you package them up in little packages.
Re-gift.
And then you bring them out. Right, exactly. Yeah, well, great way to re-gift.
Now, we've talked about the importance of working in more vegetables and fruit, particularly after Thanksgiving. What other foods should we be focused on this time of year to eat more of them and less of some of the naughty foods?
Yes. Yeah, so here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to trick ourselves into feeling satisfied with fewer calories. And the way we can do that are those fruit and vegetables, plus eating foods with more fiber, because fiber makes you feel fuller on fewer calories. So that's a really good thing, because then you'll be less tempted to go for that third Christmas cookie or whatever else is out there, you know, tempting you. So fiber is one thing and protein is another. And it turns out that most Americans don't get enough protein, despite all the hoopla that we see about it. The government statistics show that we're really not eating enough protein. And that's, we're missing a great opportunity, because protein helps make you feel more satisfied and satiated. So if you boost your protein a little bit, then you might not be searching for the next treat.
What would be a couple of examples of fiber and protein?
Yeah, so here's, because nobody thinks about, oh, got to boost my fiber, right? So obviously, breakfast cereals, we come high fiber breakfast cereals. That's a good place to start. Whole grain breads, that's another one. Whole grain pasta. But there's one that I just love that people always forget, and they are beans. And so beans are like this wonderful package that comes with tons of protein, about 16 grams per cup, so that's a lot, and then lots of fiber. So again, about 16 grams per cup. Now, very few people sit down and will eat, you know, like, hey, give me that cup of black beans. But if you put it in black bean soup, or you put it in chili, or you think about it in hummus, all those are really great foods that we like. We don't have to convince ourselves that we should eat them, and we can enjoy them and then feel full.
Given the other indulgences that we will have during the season, should we be limiting our portion sizes of everything else? Now, I know we're not dieting during this process per se, but should we eat less of everything, knowing that we're eating more of some other things that we shouldn't eat?
That's a really smart strategy. And there are some really simple things to do to make this easy. Because, again, I don't think most people want to bring out a kitchen scale or get out their cups to see how much they're eating of various things. Nobody has the time or the energy for mm-hmm. that, particularly now. So one of the things that Lean Plate Club members have taught me is that sometimes they'll go and buy, you know, they have all those frozen meals that are portion controlled.
Yeah.
And you know exactly how many calories you're getting. And some of them have even said they've reused the plates afterwards so that they clean them out. And then they know that that's kind of the portion size that they might have when they fix something else.
Wow.
So that's one thing that you could do. But again, it's just thinking ahead. Nobody wants to count calories at this time of year either. But one thing you could do is every once in a while, you might just jot down, what did you eat? You don't even have to necessarily say how much, although that would be good too. But just like we get so busy. And I notice that if I do this, I remember, oh, yeah, I had this and then I had that. And oh, I forgot that
I did five cookies.
Right, exactly. So it's just a little bit of a running tally. And research shows that if you're just aware, then you're less likely to eat more.
Yes, that's great advice. What are some other tips that can help us with our eating habits?
Well, I think, again, just if you can eat regular meals, so three meals a day. And
Sitting
down, yes. And put them on a plate. I know this is, you know, I wouldn't, not that I know anything about this, but, but that sometimes you can find yourself standing over the kitchen sink and you forget how much you've eaten.
Yep.
If you put it on a plate, and here's another little trick, instead of the big dinner plate, put it on a smaller salad plate. Because your eyes see that, and then take that plate to a table where you actually sit down, don't have the TV on, don't read a book, actually engage in conversation, and suddenly you're paying attention to what you're eating.
Yeah.
So again, not a hard thing to do, but just one little step that can help you kind of stay the course in weight maintenance during the holidays.